Today's program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. Made with a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. For more information, visit www.rt11.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, host of Full Service Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this show, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Breaking news! I am the news correspondent, Eric Schwertfeger. Stock market today, activity is wild. Summer is way down. Fall fashion is trending hard. Buy low, sell high. Breaking news! I love when that guy gives me the breaking news. You know, I just feel better informed.
It was hard hitting.
I think it's a nice, it's a nice option.
He is good.
He is good. He is good. Capital H, he is good. Hey, welcome. If you're in front of your computer, which you always are, why wouldn't you be? Or if you're listening on terrestrial radio. Or if you're up in the space station, they still fly that thing.
They're still flying that thing.
They're still up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up in the space station, I want you to make one signal for yes and one and two signals for no. If you can hear us down on heritageradionetwork.org, Roberta's style radio.
I think it might be mostly Russian fellows at this point.
I would, you know, okay. How do you say one and two in Russian?
One, two.
Yeah. My wife. Get it? That's all Borat humor
in,
for you.
In Russia, numbers say you.
That
right?
too.
Yeah. That is
in Soviet
Yakov
Russia.
Smirnoff.
That's yeah, classic Yakov Smirnoff.
The mayor of Branson.
My favorite style of vodka I like to drink, Yakov Smirnoff brand vodka. But that we only do at the underage parties when our parents aren't home. Today we are going to go. Back to school. Summer's almost over, everybody. Let's cry a collective tear. Great. Tear has fallen.
Yeah.
We really coaxed this is, it out.
That was good. That
Billy,
was
Billy Madison OST.
Right, right. JPJ, our fearless producer, is driving the bus. And as always, my fellow student, my colleague, my peer, Dr. Michael Zoman. Who had gone to many more years of school than any of us. That's right. He's probably, you know what? You might be getting a little dry, get a little choked up in there because we're munching on these Martin's
Handmaids.
He's
been handmaids. Eating a lot of Martin's Handmade pretzels. Yes.
Martin's Handmaids
studio.
Are great.
You know what I always say?
What?
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
That's right. You do always
you say that. That a lot.
He's always eating pretzels. Also with us in the three-person seat on the bus is Snake Manager. Herpetology, is that what you went to school for? Cosmology?
Sorry.
I can't remember which one it was.
Sorry, my mouth's a little full of delicious
it's
Martin's Handmade
full,
pretzel.
Yeah, making you thirsty,
it's
isn't
it? It's making me thirsty. I can't stay away from it, though.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going back to school riding on the bus. First things first, before we get into what we did last summer, summer's almost over, I'm sad.
It's true, I went to the beach today, it was snowing,
yeah.
Howling winds,
yeah. No
ice
one,
flows.
No one was there.
No one was there at all.
No one was there.
Except for the polar bears.
I was wearing a parka, there were seals.
Oh, yeah. Seals are sick.
Did you club any
awful.
Of them?
Well, yeah, I like to go to the club and hang out with the seals. I mean, no, you know what I
Club
mean.
Med.
Club Med, I couldn't agree more.
What is that?
It's a really cool place that will take away, it's the perfect prescription for all of your problems.
It's like one
Club
of those.
Med.
Yeah, it's like one of those Florida swinger hotels that are
it's
all
actually
nude and nasty.
In, it's actually in
people.
Delray, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, Club Med, that's one I go to in Delray, Florida.
That's for swingers?
Yeah, yes. All the windows are super tinted.
Yeah, and they
like
have.
Super tinted?
Yeah, and they have like swings in all the rooms that you just swing on all the
you
time.
You can see like someone your granddad's age making fettuccine with his ding dong hanging out.
Vince Vaughn is
yeah.
there.
Yeah, totally.
Right? First, before we go back to school, we got to get some new duds, you know? We can't be looking. We can't be relegated to the nerd table sitting with the losers.
These threads are dusty.
Yeah.
I've been wearing my beach thong for like 3.5 months now.
Well, that's because, summer's over.
Summer's over, man. It's all salt and crusty. Right. I can't go to school.
JPJ, fire up the bus. Let's head on over to HeritageRadioNetwork.org mall. The HeritageRadioNetwork.org shopping mall where we can buy stuff to go back to school with. It's kind of out. It's kind of on the outskirts of town. It's on the outskirts of HeritageRadioNetwork.orgville.
I heard a joke on the radio today about this. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I got to buy my son a lot of pencils, like a lot of pencils.
Oh, yeah? Why?
He's a loser.
That's great. You don't want to be the parent of a loser. Buy your kids some cool clothes, and then they won't have to learn because they'll be popular.
Can I tell you one more? It's not a joke, but it's an anecdote.
Sure. Oh, anecdotes I love.
The classic rock radio station in Wilmington, North Carolina, is called 93.7 The Bone.
Sick. Hey, any of you listening Sick to dick. Our affiliate 93.7?
Yeah, The Bone.
The Bone, the Bone Zone. Hey, feel free to call in, lovely Wilmington. I know you've been dealing with the rednecks all summer, but now things are about to settle down. Call in, let us know how everything went down at the carnival.
If you hear Sassy Sally the Screaming Pig,
yeah,
you call into Heritage Radio and you're eligible to win a swag bag.
Oh, swag bag.
Is that just a bag of bad weed?
It's a bag of bad weed with stems and seeds.
A dime bag of brown weed.
It's from Mexico and they bring it across the border by pounding it into bricks and shoving them inside of something.
A donkey, we found it in our couch. We found it in the studio couch.
A donkey. A zonkey.
Not a mule.
A zebra / donkey zonkey. My favorite animal. I hope to learn more about zonkies in zoology this year.
You mean cryptozoology?
Oh, that's sick, man. My parents won't let me rent those books from the library.
Forbidden knowledge.
Yeah.
Forbidden knowledge for unlawful carnal
Rosetta
knowledge.
Stone.
My favorite Van Halen album. But anyway, we can listen to that on my Walkman later. We got to get
Rosicrucian.
Oh, Rosicrucians are great.
Yeah, that's
people,
forbidden knowledge as well.
Absolutely. Is,
yeah,
that's one of the secret sects of the old world. You know?
I hope Rosicrucian style.
I hope we cover that in Forbidden Knowledge 101.
All right, let's go in the mall and buy some cool like clothes and supplies for ourselves for this year, because I think if we look good, then we feel good.
Let's buy some clothes for each other.
You know what? I think it'd be cool if we like picked out a couple things for ourselves, but it'd also be cool if we got something for one of our other friends.
Dr. Zoman, these Mickey Mouse shorts I think would look really good on you with the buttons in the front.
Nice.
What other pieces have you found me for my outfit?
Oh, Ben, I found you something.
Oh, yeah?
Socks.
Are they fun socks?
No.
Oh, well, that's good because I don't want to stand out too much.
Right.
I'm afraid I might get picked on.
Here's an oversized floppy newsboy cap for you, Eric, but you have to wear it backwards.
Oh, it's sick. I love floppy old newsboy caps.
People are going to describe you as plucky.
No, that'll just be my nickname by fucking 2 weeks in.
Ben, I got you a alligator skin belt and matching suspenders.
Oh, yeah. Because cool. You can never trust one or the other, but the two of them together, quite a team.
Yeah, no wedgies for me this year. No one pulling my pants down in front of the whole class.
No way.
The other might find your pants in the drawer.
Yeah.
If you choose to, pants falling down.
Shame on you.
No, the other way.
Pants falling down won't happen to you.
Won't happen to you. Yeah, that's it.
That's the old rhyme. The adage that I used to say every night before the first day of school.
Mike, what's your head size real quick? I have a hat that I think you might like.
14.
Okay, perfect. I have one of those yarmulkes with a propeller on top of it so that you can escape awkward situations by flying away. Yeah, it's a little beanie.
Like answering the phone on Saturday. I'll just fly away with my yarmulke with a propeller on it.
Exactly.
That's right.
They're going to look good with your pleather Mickey Mouse shorts.
You want me to eat milk and beef at the same time?
I want you to eat.
I'm out of here.
I want you to eat milk.
And beef at the same time.
I think that's how that religion works. I'm not exactly sure.
You know, hey, if anybody's listening out there, you're wearing one of those little beanies with a propeller on, call in. Call down to the program.
Hey, can we go ahead and play that squealing pig sound real quick? See if anyone calls in for a swag bag.
Let's get somebody a swag
bag.
Sound?
The sound of the sassy squealing pig.
Yeah. Sally the sassy squealing. 93.7 The Bone.
The Bone Zone.
93.7 The Bone.
That's the affiliate of HeritageRadioNetwork.org down in Wilmington, North Carolina. Certainly not Wilmington, Delaware. Has anyone been there?
Not to be confused. It does not. It's a fictional
place. I drove
place.
Around it once.
Basically. I drove around it once, too. There's a lot
there.
Of... There's a lot
of... There it is! Time to call in for the swag
hey,
bag.
Hey, call in for the swag bag. You go to school and be the coolest guy in your school.
It's one third of an
bag.
Ounce of bad weed.
Yeah, we got some really brown weed here for you guys.
It's
just
660 milliliters of bad weed.
It smells like Pine Sol because someone sprayed Pine Sol all over it to make it not smell like weed.
Yeah, to
so
make
it
smell
get into the country.
Like
a zonky.
Inside of the zonky.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should head over to the Staples and get some school supplies.
Oh, like some mechanical pencils?
Hey, we can get all kinds of pencils. I'm trying to get it. I got my syllabus last week in the mail, and on the supply side, you know, not supply side economics, because that was Reagan's worst move.
Back to school.
Outside of acting.
To prove to dad that I'm not a fool.
What about that whole Contra thing in the Central America?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were selling the arms to Contras. They were selling them to Iran, right?
That and I think, like, I believe it was Nicaragua.
Yeah, the Contras in Nicaragua who were under that guy that we had to get out of there.
No, we were selling... Reagan was selling... weapons to Afghanistan to fight
Iran.
And
Iran.
In Afghanistan, yeah. They were fighting against Russians also.
Right. Because of the invasion in 79.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got sold to the Contras in Nicaragua. What was that guy's name? Manuel something. Noriega. Mm-hmm. Manuel Noriega.
Was that Noriega?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Noriega.
I thought that was Panama.
I mean, they're right next door.
Hey. Cue up Panama.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
thinking. Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to play the part.
We got, track. What, 15 seconds on that? We can at least get the part where he goes, Panama! That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, hey, a bus driver, play that cool stuff.
Yeah, is there a tape deck in
our
this
bus
thing?
Driver would play cool tapes, but we'd have to edit out the cuss words. So you just, at home, you just pause it when there was cussing, and I'd pause it.
Oh, and then they'd
really?
Play your tapes.
So we'd listen like the President of the United States album, but that Kitty song, he'd have to edit out a bunch of parts of it.
What does he say in that song?
Oh, he says the F word.
Oh, wait, really?
Apparently it's a bad cat, so he gets very frustrated.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
That's some pretty adult material.
Hey, let's go buy some supplies. I think this, what I heard, now this is what an older kid told me when I saw him over the summer. He said, hey, man, next year you're not going to need number two pencils, man.
Oh, because like, you're only going to use, like, hollow keypads? Like, oh,
this school's sick. Gone paperless.
We're going digital?
I was like, oh, sick, man.
You're going to need an Apple pen.
Yeah. But
I have a laser pointer. Does
my uncle, work? My uncle actually works for the number two pencil concern in Washington, D.C., and what he's telling me is that they're having a really good time.
Wow.
Little Panama.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's great. Come on, bus driver. Turn it up.
That's crazy.
That's great. Cool, man. Oh,
you know,
hold
he
on.
Would play with his back to the crowd so no one could steal his guitar moves.
Yeah, nobody
wait,
could
really.
All right, sorry. All right,
what does he say? A friend of mine. What does he say before that? It's so funny. A real fine piece of ace.
Of like the ace card.
He's saying that he had sex with a teacher. Chris Farley.
I don't feel.
You don't remember this?
No.
Chris Farley, one of my favorites.
Listen. That Veronica, whatever.
That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace. I know from experience.
No, you don't.
You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't. You could imagine what it would be like if they did.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
Billy Madison.
That's great.
All-time classic back-to-school movie.
Your pants is cool.
Call me Miles Davis. Yeah. Indeed. Oh, hey, that's Sassy Sally.
Time to call up to be eligible for a swag bag.
Let me fish these nickel bags out of the couch cushions here.
Yeah, get a swag bag. I'm picking it out of the carpet.
I got a bunch keistered in case I go to jail.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
That's how the Zonky got
You're
it
You're
going to
need that. That's, yeah, they keistered in that Zonky.
We did that Miranda July movie thing.
What's you that? And the Zonky?
Me and the Zonky.
That's illegal, dog. On like for several
What's
different
that movie
reasons.
Called?
The movie where they go butt to butt with a zebra donkey hybrid?
The boys are they do the thing
you,
where
you me
make,
and everyone we
you
know.
Me and everyone we know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
I saw it like last summer
What's
with a
it
friend
called?
Of mine.
What's it
at
called
camp.
Before emojis when you just would make an image with like parentheses and slashes and stuff?
I don't know.
They make up one of those, but it's meant to represent one person pooping into another person's butt and then passing it back and forth for forever.
That's great. That's great. If anybody has any more information on this, feel free to call in.
That cat one is good, too.
Call
also,
in and
also,
get
also
yourself
718-497-2128.
That's right. You can
Sorry,
call that
867-9305.
Number. 867-9305.
Yeah,
4942. Yep. That's the line I tell. That's the direct line here.
Extension Z-O-R-M-A-N.
Yeah, get the swag bag.
I'm sorry, Z-O-M-A-N.
Whoops.
I think...
Breaking
oh,
the fourth
wait,
wall
hold on,
a little
I
bit
didn't,
there.
I couldn't find a trapper keeper. I don't know if
oh,
they're
I'm
letting
sorry.
Me
I thought we were even at Staples. I've just been talking
no,
about.
No, man,
I need.
That's
I
fine,
need.
Dude, I need to get. Hold on, bus driver. I need to go back inside the Staples at HeritageRadioNetwork.org Shopping Mall of America.
I need a binder like that. I can put all my. Different
You need a 5-star, dude.
No, I need one that I can put all my different iPads in.
I'm going
like,
all
Post-it has...
notes this year.
Oh, that's smart.
No notebooks,
great,
no binders,
man.
Just all Post-its.
That's great.
Yeah.
You can just
that's
stick
sick.
Them. You can shave your arm and stick them. All down
I, well, I have
so
what
is
called
better.
A vision board at home, and I put all the Post-it notes on there to organize my various thoughts and projects.
That's amazing.
That sounds really productive.
Uh-huh. That's like, what grade are you in again?
Let me think about this. What is 12 plus 17?
I'm in grade 29.
I'm in 29th grade.
Oh, man, I had to repeat 29th grade. It sucked, dude. That summer was
oh,
a bummer.
Oh, man, are you telling me I almost graduated high school half of my life ago? Oh, God, what have I done?
Well, what have I done?
A lot.
I've made several huge mistakes.
You've made a really good vision board,
it
though.
Could
that's
happen
true.
To you.
And
it
you, went, you made a sick vision board, and you went butt-to-butt with a Zonky. I'd say that's a pretty good life.
You're right. You know, yeah. I grew up in a trailer park. No one expected much
yeah,
from me.
Yeah, you weren't good. No one expected you to even see a Zonky in your life.
I'll drink some tea.
I live in Brooklyn, New York. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and forget
on,
about
it's
it.
And you're on Heritage Radio Network.
I'm a radio,
radio
star.
Show.
You are a famous doctor and internet celebrity.
Hey,
that's
kids,
right.
Kids, if you're listening, I know you are because you love the show. But just stay in school. You could get up to grade 29, and you could be living in Brooklyn, doing your 29th year of school in a cool
making
place.
Making pizza barefoot, doing poppers in front of people.
Oh, yeah. You know?
All kinds of stuff. Giving out brown weed to people on
I work
the radio.
30 hours a week, and I'm getting by.
Yeah.
Amen
not
to
so
that.
Bad, you guys. Not so bad. It gets better.
It gets better.
Couldn't agree more.
You might be an award-winning herpetologist, some fake herpetologist someday, too.
Yeah.
You just
fake
have
award
to, you
winning
just have
or
to,
fake herpetologist?
Well, I'm going to leave that deliberately
well,
ambiguous.
I don't, think he's, I don't think he's been awarded any
I will
fake awards yet.
Confirm
but.
Nor deny whether I have or haven't
all right,
won any
All right,
fake
bus
awards.
Driver, I finally found my trapper keeper. I heard this last year. We're going to get to use it.
We're going paperless.
Let's go ahead and head back to let's go back to my place. We'll just like hang out and like try on our school clothes and then we'll maybe talk about what's going to happen this year.
One of the seniors told me you had a skate ramp in your backyard. Is that true?
Yeah, it's kind of true. Let's go check it out. Okay, come on, bus driver. Let's go to my place.
His dad's cool. He lets us drink beer over there.
Oh, yeah, cool dad.
He's cool as hell.
Awesome.
Hey, speaking of which, tomorrow, happy birthday, Pops. I know you're listening. Probably not, but that's fine.
So we're going to...
You could only see one film.
Take a little break, I guess.
Is that what's going on? Are we, do we just...
I think we're...
I couldn't tell if...
are we still... No, that's the cue for the break.
We gave up
driver.
On the Peabody a while ago.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Hold on. Let me buckle my seatbelt.
The following program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips.
From the moment Route 11 Potato Chips dropped their first batch of chips back in the early days of 1992, they understood their destiny as a high-quality producer. Instead of succumbing to the frenzy of mass production, they took advantage of their small size and made chipping a personal art form. The payoff was immediate, an incredible potato chip. With a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. In this world of uncertainty that we live in, Route 11 Potato Chips believes comfort food should be just that. Know where your food comes from. For more information, visit RT11.com.
In the shower
jacking
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling, you know, yelling my name at the top.
Okay, cool. Thanks, bus driver, for dropping us off at my house.
I think that bus driver had been drinking. I don't know about you guys. But.
Well, it's cool because my dad lets me drink here.
Yeah, I know. That's chill.
His dad lets me drink here, too. But, you know, hopefully my dad isn't listening. Yeah, I seriously doubt he is. But I don't want him to know.
That you drink?
Right, that you drink.
That I drink over here. And yeah. I don't want Eric's dad to get
in trouble. Don't worry. I got, like, all these Altoids mints that my grandmother gives me. So that you can just not smell like beer.
I just put a bunch of squirt a bunch of hand sanitizer in my mouth and spit it out, and that makes my
mouth.
Oh,
that's pretty cool
good.
Too, man. Clean out the inside of your mouth.
Clean it out.
Hand sanitizer.
I take the beer a different way, so my breath doesn't smell.
Heard that?
Okay, sure.
Heard that?
You mean in your pee hole?
That's right.
Cool.
I have a tiny glass funnel.
And it's like a no. Well, it's more like a. It's more like an elephant's trunk.
Yeah, it's flexible and gray.
All right, so cool. Let's try on our school clothes. I think that beanie with the little propeller on it looks good on you, Mike.
Those pleather Mickey Mouse shorts are fire too.
Pleather is so in.
They
right
really
now,
highlight your bulge too, your Mons.
This vest is from my old job being a ticket taker at an AMC movie theater. This red vest I'm wearing. Yeah.
Did you get free popcorn?
Yeah, at the end of the night, all the popcorn that was left in the machine, I could shovel into a garbage bag and take home.
Did you ever just squirt the butter in your mouth and let it run down your chest until it got... No,
yeah, I had a friend who...
I would do that, I think.
I had a friend who I went to camp with last summer. Maybe we should swap last summer stories.
I would love to. I had a really wild summer vacation.
We try on our new school clothes for the year.
Yeah.
So, let's just go around the horn. Dr. Michael Zoman, how did you spend last summer?
Summer's you mean over. The summer that just happened?
Yeah, summer's over.
I mean, we're already calling it last summer. It's already there. Fucking polar bears.
You did last summer.
Unfortunately, at the very beginning of the summer, I fractured 2 vertebrae in my neck.
No way, man!
Oh, wow.
So I spent most of the summer convalescent.
Uh huh. I mean, that sounds relaxing.
Did you get a wheelchair and a magnifying glass?
It was
what do they call it?
Binocular.
The big one. No, right. Not a
telescope.
Telescope.
It wasn't a wheelchair.
You sat
it was a bed with a remote control.
And you saw your neighbor kill someone and bury him in the backyard?
No, my neighbors don't do anything cool.
Do they take showers?
They watch Netflix.
Do they get nude?
They chill.
They order takeout food a lot.
Oh, that sounds cool. That's a lot of Thai food.
Pizzas.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
And I got ready for the SATs.
Oh, that's
man.
Cool.
Yeah.
Summer cram
SAT
sesh.
Prep, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, you couldn't, like, do much. I guess that's why I didn't see you, but then, I went to sleepaway camp.
So did I.
Yeah. And,
did you go to the sleepaway camp?
I went to the sleepaway camp.
Wow. Did you see a bunch of people get murdered?
Yo, it was awesome.
That's cool.
It was awesome. I made a new friend, and then people started getting murdered left and right. And then, at the end of camp, we realized what was really going on.
You were the murderer.
No, this like weird dude that was a lady was the murderer.
Oh, like dude looks like a lady.
Her body,
can we get that? Can we cue that
one? Her body
looked
like a cooked breakfast link sausage.
Yeah, because something had happened to her a long time ago.
Okay.
And she was avenging that at camp. But it was the best experience. I made like so many new cool friends. You wouldn't know them. They live like a couple towns over.
I wouldn't know them because they were all murdered.
Some of them survived.
None of my friends.
There's hundreds
murdered.
Of people at this camp.
I hung out with the cool crowd at the sleepaway camp.
I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't know anything about that personally.
By cool crowd, I mean losers who were too lame to get murdered.
Well, maybe you know my son who I need to buy a lot of pencils for.
Oh, what grade is he in?
God, he sounds like a loser.
He is in 6th grade. I think, or 5th grade, I don't really know.
what a twerp.
I heard this is the last year you're going to need pencils, number 2 pencils.
Yeah, they're going paperless.
No, they're going to number 3.
They're moving up.
Yeah. Number 3 is just like a mini lightsaber. It's a laser pencil.
Ben, what did you do last summer?
I went to herpetology camp.
Oh, really?
I went to snake camp. Yeah, I was hard at work, man.
Oh, that's right. My mom my mom clipped it out of the paper, and when I came back from the sleepaway camp, she had it on the fridge, but I'm so glad. Like, I'm sorry I didn't congratulate you earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I graduated from snake camp summa cum laude.
Summa cum laude?
Yeah, summa cum laude.
I hope to graduate summa cum laude one day.
Yeah, that's what... Well, it's because I was jacking it in the shower so loud.
Well,
everyone could hear
like,
it.
That's what, just that's all what they summer. Call handling of the snakes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't call it snake camp for nothing. There were some actual snakes there, too.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. I'm so glad that you were able to, like, really put together a productive summer so that... You can come into what grade are you in this year?
Oh, man. Let's see. 20th? Yeah, 20th. Well, no, I'm sorry. 19th because I repeated 18th. That was a hard year for me.
Right. It was a hard year.
I was drinking a lot of hand sanitizer.
Do they have a pit there?
Huh? And the snake? Oh, man. Do they have a pit?
They probably
I came away from it with some like kind of like I want to workshop some specs for the in studio snake pit because they had some great ideas. They had a permanent ladder installed on the side. So that there wasn't any
people
uncertainty.
Can get out.
Yeah, see.
Right. Like, well, see, it's different because
the
snakes
will get out.
Well, they have a full time. They have a full time snake bouncer that keeps the snakes from leaving the pit, not unauthorized hours. But I mean, I know we can't afford that, obviously. But I don't know. Maybe I could put in some extra hours around the studio or something. It'd just be nice to not get stuck in that pit for like days at a time.
Ben, I'm gonna be the voice of reason. And I don't want you hanging around extra hours on that snake pit if you're not finishing your homework this year.
Yeah.
Look, you come home and finish your homework, you can put on your play clothes and go out and do whatever you want in that pit.
All right, fine.
I don't even really care. Oh, is that a Martin's Handmade?
Oh, where'd you get that Martin's Handmade,
pretzel
dog?
Pretzel break, everyone take pretzel a break.
All right, yeah, we got to take a pretzel break. It's our sponsor.
Oh, wow, that's a good pretzel.
You can breathe through my nose while I eat it.
Right? Don't let the little crumbs get in there, though.
I think I ate it too fast.
All right, guys. I'm gonna come clean with you guys right now. Because you're my friends, right?
Yeah.
I'm really worried about going back to school this year.
Why is that?
Well, because, like, I feel like people might make fun of me. I feel like maybe some of the things that I can't help that they're going to, like, point out to other people and laugh about. And what my parents say is that, like, that's just the way that Lord Chef made me.
That's just the way the pretzel crumbles.
I shouldn't feel ashamed, but it's so tough when I'm walking down the halls, and they're like, oh, hey, puffy nipples, why don't you put on a shirt? And I'm like, I don't have a shirt today.
Yeah, all I have is this red AMC vest that's too small for me.
I'm just wondering. I just want to know if you guys, like... I mean, you guys are, like, cool guys. You guys are my friends.
Obviously.
You guys are my friends and stuff. So I just want to, like... I just want to see if there's any, like, tactics for... What do they call those people that make fun of you in the hallways and laugh?
Bullies.
Oh, man, that's a horrible name. I'd never want to be called that. It's, like, here's the saddest name ever.
Here's what you do. You get a t-shirt, and you make a t-shirt that just says, don't bully me, and on the back it says, leave me alone.
I actually have some real ideas here. I have some scenarios I can walk
through. Well, I think that was a real idea, but you go ahead, too. That's fine.
Dr. Michael Zoman's anti-bullying campaign begins now.
Actually, for this exercise, you can call me Buds McBeersy.
Dr. Michael Zoman will read
now
from
this,
the Buds
McBeersy. Now, this
guidance
counselor I can get into.
Yeah, this guy seems cool.
He seems like a cool guy.
Okay. Now, this is from a teaching guide I found.
Not even your own Buds McBeersy?
Well, this is how we teach in public schools.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
you take
you
a teaching guide, you change some of the words
you
around.
You go from the packet.
Yeah, and you call your own.
First lesson is, every bully is a coward in disguise.
Never
forget that.
Strong.
I had no idea.
Let's walk through some potential scenarios you might face this year.
That's great, because I just feel like I can't handle another year of this,
A group of kids in your class are spreading hurtful rumors about you by sending SMS messages around.
Oh, SMS messages are the worst.
Many kids now won't play with you or even speak to you. Even your friends are starting to think they may be true. What should you do?
Probably just, like, go to school and keep my head down and then go home and lock my door and read science fiction.
Well, you're supposed to, like, aren't you supposed to, like, stab someone on your first day of school to establish dominance? And then they leave you alone, right? Or is that...
Those are both good ideas.
I think that would work at school. I mean,
kick someone's ass or become someone's bitch.
Yeah. I mean, it's the law of the jungle in here, you know?
Unfortunately, the correct answer is start spreading bad rumors about all other people.
Oh, that's...
Fire with fire.
No, that's like a verbal shanking.
What if nobody listens to you because they think that you? It's a conspiracy?
You have to use the power of SMS messaging.
Oh,
you can't just say it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have to use SMS technology to spread it.
See, like, I think next year my parents are going to get me... I'm going to stop using #2 pencils next year. I'm going to use #3 pencils.
Yeah. You'll look cool with those.
You ready for a new scenario
here? Yeah, I'm ready. I want to know more.
Yeah.
A new boy in your class is a refugee. Your friends always say racist things to him, make fun of his English, and tell him to go back home. What should you do?
Well, I'd probably see what kind of dessert he gets at lunch and maybe see if I can't trade some of my shitty vegetables for his dessert.
Nice. I would sell weed to him, I think.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the correct answer is join in. He's not your friend, so you don't have to worry about him.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. But can I still sell weed to him after I do that? Because he needs weed.
Obviously, to cope with the issues. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
Wow.
Did you find a good one there?
Let's
take a pretzel break.
Oh, yeah. It's time
for Martin's Handmade.
It's the Martin's Minute.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
The Martin's Minute.
Making me very thirsty.
Oh, slow down, Mike.
Mike, are you all pretzels,
dude?
Here, have some of mine.
Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
That was brought to you by Martin's Handmade.
They
make some cool pretzels, man.
They make you real thirsty.
The Martin's Minute, brought to you by
Martin's Handmade.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
There you go.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Look at how this man is serving this table.
I like it. Down on the level.
Down to earth.
All right.
We're getting distracted here. I got to figure out how to beat these bullies this year.
Okay, I got two more.
They're
going to
kick my ass up and down the hallway.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Your teacher keeps calling you stupid every time you get an answer wrong in class.
Whoa.
And says there's no point in even trying to teach you because you can't learn.
Oh, my God.
Other children have started calling you names, too. What should you do?
Probably get my older brother to beat up the teacher.
Nice. That's thinking on your feet.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's kill or be killed out there.
I just kill myself, I guess.
Another fine choice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the correct answer is... go to a psychiatrist and get a Ritalin prescription.
Nice.
So you can focus in class.
So you can sell them to the other kids.
Yeah. And you can
sell them to the kids.
And then I can crush
the Ritalin on my swag and make it better.
Ooh, yeah.
And then people will think it's good weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that stupid refugee kid will buy even more of it.
You know what we call it? A smarty cap.
My older brother told me they call it SHRM.
All right, one more. Ready? This one's good, man. I didn't read them all. This one is truly disturbing. Okay. You have an older stepbrother who's very fond of you. He often wants to kiss you and hug you.
Oh, yeah.
Although you like him, it makes you feel uncomfortable. What should you do?
Well, I'd probably try to find a bunch of teachers I don't like so his time's all taken up by kicking their asses.
Oh, that's good.
And then he won't have time to touch me.
And hug you and kiss you.
Are we biologically related?
He's your stepbrother.
Oh, man. Open season on hugging and kissing.
That's one of the correct answers.
That's my answer
one
right
the correct
there.
Answer says
I'll hug and kiss him right back,
season.
Baby. Open season.
Open season.
Go ahead and fire it off that starting air horn, because we got a lot of hugging and kissing to do this year. I'll tell you what. There we go. It's time.
The only other correct answer is fight against him. Strike him whenever he approaches you.
I think I've always been told that I should be a lover and not a fighter.
Yeah.
But if I keep him occupied with kicking all my teachers' asses, then I won't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
this teaching company, Compasito, I don't know.
Yeah, they got some.
I would recommend their.
They have some unorthodox. Yeah,
their class. What's
they
it
are
called?
Very. They are outside of the box. Their methods.
What's it called?
Their practices
outside of the orthodox.
Yeah, you have like a class.
Unorthodox.
Heterodox.
No, like your classroom.
Nonodox.
Like the.
your
lesson plan.
Your lesson plan.
Okay.
Lesson plan.
Compasito, your lesson plan is very unorthodox.
It's very weird. The bullying involves racism and molestation.
Yeah, I thought that part was pretty weird.
Yeah, the whole thing.
And it involves bullying too.
One of the other ones is about how other kids are texting you and making you give them stuff.
Like weed, because that's
fine. Someone texts me,
hey,
like,
hold on, let's play the sound.
Like, no,
kids, if you're getting bullied for weed, call in right now. You can get the swag bag.
We've got
these
swag bags.
Three swag bags left to give out tonight.
Wait, hold on. No, I don't. The third one I think is down in the. I need to look for the.
I see. There's two left because I'm.
I know. There's definitely three. There has to. It has to be in this couch somewhere.
There
it
is.
That's the sound. That's the sound of the sassy cow.
We got these swag bags.
I was pinching fatty stems out of one of those swag bags.
Stop, man! I put real all over that.
I pulled all the seeds out. I like to
soak the stems in a grain alcohol and make a tincture.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Nice. Well,
what else is going on anyway?
You know, to be honest, I think that I'm ready for another year, and I just want to, this year I want to be better than last year. And I feel like I won at the sleepaway camp. I was reading the Oxford English Dictionary.
Getting smarter.
Getting smarter.
Yeah.
Get smart. One of my favorite
Put a bunch of new words in your head.
Get smart. But yeah, I read the definition of improvement, and it said every year when you go to school, you get a little better and cooler. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty sick definition. So you know what? I want to do improvement this year.
We go from number two to number three.
I'm hoping
What up, Josh?
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Josh in like going a back year. To school, man.
Yeah, we're seeing all kinds of old friends here.
Josh, you're like on the other side of the wall, though, man.
Can you hear us?
Yeah! Oh, sorry, guys. Our friend Josh is here. It's been about a year.
Yeah,
he moved away, and like I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, his parents
moved to
a new town.
He's doing some fashion thing now, or like a clothing brand.
Oh,
he's
doing all kinds of stuff. He's going to fashion school?
No, I think
he's going to fashion school this year.
He's street smarts, I think.
Oh, wow. That's great, man. We should go hang out with him.
We'll go to the garment district.
Sure, and we'll buy some garments.
I'll buy some bolts of fabric.
Hell yeah.
I'll buy a bolt of pleather and make my own shorts.
All right, we're going to bring this thing into the home stretch like we always do. Movie pick of the week. Hey, I got a great one this week. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart, which I haven't seen in a long time, but it's called Benjamin Button, the movie. How does he go from old to young? And then, like, when he goes to school, he's like, he's a smart guy because he's lived from old to young.
He has all the relevant life
experience.
So he's
like 80 and looks like a 10-year-old and decides to go to elementary school?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did
man.
He do that? That doesn't make
I don't
any
know.
Sense.
Dude, he's the dumbest guy in the room.
This
I would have quit school.
Stupid.
I wouldn't have done that, probably, yeah. Maybe he's selling weed to the kids.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's hugging
really
and
good.
Kissing them, and it's okay because he's also like 12 or whatever.
What about the toy?
Sorry? Excuse me? Excuse me, please?
I'm always a fan of a movie called Monkey Shines.
Oh, that's a scary one.
That's a scary one.
I don't know.
You know, I don't want to be insensitive, but when an 83-year-old man dies and everyone's upset, it seems a little strange to me.
I watched a news story on Pix 11 earlier today. A 90-year-old couple, a man came into their home and robbed them at a fork point. He got a fork. He got like a
with
meat
some, like,
fork.
Several tines.
Yeah. At no, it had two sharp tines.
Oh, one of those like
a meat
like
fork.
A grill yeah.
A bident.
Yeah, a bident.
Oh.
And I would have never thought to call it that.
There you go.
But yeah, he took $100, some credit cards, which are obviously worthless, and some jewelry.
I read a news article about a man in Indonesia. He's 145 years old.
That's insane.
Verified.
Where?
In Indonesia. I don't know.
Which island?
Jakarta?
When he was asked,
Java?
When he was
What's
asked what he wants to do, he said, I want to die.
Okay.
Amazon's impressive.
There you have it.
I mean, you know, he started planning for his, it's something like he started planning for his own death like 60 years ago.
Well, he's like, I mean, he's
like
super...
At, like, getting a place to be laid to rest and stuff.
Right.
60 years ago.
Yeah.
He's super prepared
What
now.
Do you want to do? I want to die.
But how Bird. Does he keep on living if he has this bad attitude toward
He probably eats bacon and smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, and is like
Coffee.
A super big
drunk.
Drinks
Miller High
Red
Life.
Bull.
Yeah.
High Life. Yeah.
Drinks High Life and Red Bull.
That's pretty cool. I've been doing, like, one of those things lately.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Drinking High Life.
No, smoking cigarettes.
Bacon.
Drinking bacon. Smoking
trying to eat
air.
As much bacon as I can.
Smoking dehydrated
getting,
Red Bull.
He's been getting two Whopperitos, extra bacon.
Yes. Hey, what do you think if we just, if we took all this, because, I mean, we're not, we're not giving away this, the rest of this swag weed tonight. What if we, I'm going to crush some of my Ritalin up on it, given, granted.
Make some sherm.
Make some sherm, soak it in Red Bull, pop it in the microwave.
To evaporate the liquid.
Yeah, dry fire that up and we'll get crazy.
Yo, then let's do a couple
we'll get
turns.
Smarter, too.
Let's do a couple turns on the half pipe in my backyard.
Oh, yes.
And then we'll go ride our bikes around.
Oh, yes. This I hope I break sick. My leg so I don't have to go to school for another 2 weeks.
My mom told me I have to come home, but I just won't.
Yeah, just don't listen
heard
to her.
That.
She can fuck
it's,
off.
Yeah, she fine. Can frick right off.
It's fine. My old man will let us drink at the house.
Yeah,
he's
your old
cool
man's
with
cool.
It.
Yeah, we'll give him money and he'll buy us beer and he'll just have a few.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's
and
the deal.
Yeah, and then he'll just go buy some more. It's fine. Hey, thanks, Pops, you know, for everything.
Being
and,
chill.
I can't wait to see you guys in the halls tomorrow and we'll talk about our hangovers. And we'll be the only, like, 30th graders with hangovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hey, bus driver, JPJ, why don't you pull that thing out of my cool driveway in front of my house, which I never had growing up, and we can go ahead and end this program, because I got some thinking to do.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.